The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know that person that's late and makes you wait?
Ha!
It wasn't me. It was my husband. Good morning.
Oh.
I can't wait for him to tell you about this. Happened to him over the weekend. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I DJed in Portland this weekend, and it went a little late. I didn't get back to the hotel until like 12:30. I had a 6 a.m. flight, so you have to be there by 5 a.m.
Oh, my gosh, and you're still hype, I'm sure.
So I didn't go to bed until probably 2 o'clock in the morning. I got maybe 2 hours of sleep, and I'm exhausted, and I wake up to my alarm, and I'm thinking, oh, I got to go down there and take the shuttle to the airport. So I get the call, and they're like, hey, where are you at? Are you coming down or not? And I'm like, I think the shuttle calls you? Yeah, the shuttle people call me because it was close to the time.
Yeah, okay.
And I was thinking the same thing. I was like, why would they call me so like 5 minutes before I'm supposed to take off? So I said, no, I'm going to be down there. I'm not going to take an Uber. I'm going to take the shuttle. So I walk downstairs, and there is literally a van, like not one of those like those big shuttle vans, full of people. It's 4:30.
For you,
at
Otto.
4:30 in the morning, everybody is well over 50 and well rested and ready to go. And I'm on 2 hours of sleep, and they are all very, very bothered by me.
Of course, you made them wait. You would have been screaming at you.
No, I wouldn't have, because if you would have seen my condition and the way I looked after 2 hours of sleep, they probably figured I had a very long night out.
I did see you yesterday when you got home. I thought, oh my God, this man needs sleep. You looked crazy. Your hair was everywhere. Your hat.
Even more reason to judge, you know. If I was one of the papas on the shuttle, oh my God, I'd have been so frustrated with you. Why don't you just book a later flight? Leave later. Don't.
Oh, there were so many snide remarks being made as I was putting my bag in and like sitting. I was finding a seat, and I didn't even care. I put my hoodie on. I put my head down. I just thought, let them talk.
Did you even brush your teeth?
I did brush my teeth. That's part of what made me late, because I was not going to, and I was like, what are you thinking? Well, I was how are you going to leave this hotel room without brushing your teeth?
Well, then they should be grateful. Okay, they should be grateful. Having to wait for somebody is the worst, and Otto's acting like he doesn't get upset. Anytime he has to wait, even an extra minute for anyone. Today, for instance, I was running late, and I had to get my coffee, and I had to turn the temperature and the cats and blah, blah. He left me. I went to the hallway, and he'd already gone downstairs and taken off.
The reason why I had left you was because I was being a good Samaritan, and I was taking the grocery carts. So in our apartment building, we have grocery carts that we can take up to our floors. And so I was taking the grocery cart back, and I was putting it in the elevator, and you were taking so long that the elevator started making that noise, and I figured I didn't want to wake up the whole floor, so that's why I left you.
All right, I'm starting to understand what's going on. So in every story this morning, there's been their side and then DJ Automatic's side.
Exactly. And that's it.
And that's how life usually works out for me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
ASU, this is Arizona State University, is now offering a new degree in case you're wanting to switch careers as influencers.
Oh.
You can get a degree in influencer. And what you'll have to do is go from, God, this sandwich right now, pretty good. So come with me while we taste this new sandwich. It's chicken salad.
Right? It's going to be a like, scribe, and follow 101.
That's how you do it. Because the way you eat a sandwich normally and the way you eat a sandwich as an influencer is different. And I'm making fun, but I mean that. You got to get people's attention. You got to get going, you know?
Yeah. I don't think the influencer degree is a bad idea.
I don't either, Otto.
I think that's the way the world's moving, and they were the first to jump on it. People are going to, you know, obviously ridicule them for doing it. But personally, I have a degree in journalism. This is at the journalism school at the Walter Cronkite there at ASU. I did PR. I wish they would have had an influencer degree, because for me, the only reason I did PR was because I was already DJing, and I was like, oh, this can help my DJ career. Mm. Influencer would have helped way more.
Yeah, because you never take video, and you need to be an influencer.
It would have taught me how to do
PR
it.
Just PR for your own career.
Exactly.
DJ Automatic. You know, I never thought when I was little that I would be doing radio. I'll be honest with you. And it's weird because my Nana always said, you need to be an attorney. You need to be on TV or radio. One or the other. Like all, those were the three. She always said, God, if I'd only listened to her, I would have wasted, or not wasted as much time as I did.
Whoa. Let's not get that deep, sister. You didn't waste anything. Life took you on your journey.
Yeah,
and now we're here.
I guess so. Yeah, right? You're right.
It's a beautiful thing. And shout out to her for seeing that gift in you from early on.
The gift of gab.
Yeah, dude. Man. I remember, shout out, I did like 3 days in county jail one time. And there's this guy, his name was Mark. And he was really kind. And I remember I was telling him about my dreams. And he was like, bro, I could see you. I could see you being right there with Jimmy Fallon one day. And I was like, thank you, Mark.
All in county, huh?
Oh, yeah. It started from the bottom, and now we're here on a syndicated radio show.
Yeah.
That should be the beginning of your movie.
That should be. Mark in county. Was it Mark Morrison? You know, he wrote that hit, Return of the Mac, man. In county jail.
For the movie's sake, it was Mark Morrison. That's what's
okay,
up.
That's what it is. It's got to be Mark Morrison. It's got to be Mark Morrison. Dreams change. You know, they do. I wanted to be a manager at a convenience store when I was little.
That was what your
My
dream job was?
My mother worked at a convenience store, and I loved going with her because she would let me eat all the candy I wanted. So I thought, well, this is what I want to do when I grow up, because everything in the store I can eat. I didn't know she had to pay for it.
Just think, if you would have had a phone while trying all those candies, you'd already been an influencer.
I would have been an influencer, exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The internet is divided over a hospice nurse who approached the Amazon driver that used her porta potty. Clearly, her home is going through some type of construction. She uploaded the video herself and is very angry. So take a listen.
Are you serious right now?
Huh?
Are you serious? This is our house and it's under construction. Did the porta potty say, let's use it?
No, it's Spanish.
That's not your porta potty for you to just use. Why would you just use that? It's on our property. Don't do that. That's like me going to your house and using your bathroom.
So Destiny is on hold. Destiny, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I really appreciate you listening. Is she right to be upset, or did the gentleman just need to go when it's the porta potty? It's not that big a deal.
So I personally used to work for Amazon, and I it infuriates me that she is so mad, because we get 200 stops a day in 104 degree heat every day, and we are racing to the gas station to get to the bathroom every time. I mean, you have the drivers that pull over on the side of the road.
Yes.
Would you rather him have stopped in your woods and peed on your tree, or would you rather him go to the porta potty and not have poop all over your woods?
Is it that serious? Like, you're like, I gotta go. You're gonna find out wherever you need to go.
Yes, and half the time your routes are so far away from bathrooms that you're like, it's bad. It's so bad. Amazon drivers do not get taken seriously when we talk about this.
Oh my gosh, Destiny.
Because they need bathrooms that are available, and for her to lose her mind the way she did, I mean, imagine holding your pee for 8 hours.
Oh my gosh, Destiny! Yeah. Well, not only did she lose her mind, she lost her job. She was fired.
Oh.
Because of the way she treated this
man. Well, that condescending tone didn't help.
Do you think that's what it was?
I was going to say, that was not very nice.
Yeah. So that's what the company said. The nursing company said she's treating this man in a way that makes us fear for her patients, because if she's able to talk to someone that way, we don't know what she's capable of with a person in a vulnerable situation. As Destiny, you just said, having to need we all need the restroom. We're humans.
Yeah, we had a porta potty outside of our home for probably, I don't know, a year and a half, because we lived in a neighborhood that was under construction. And never once did anybody ever question a driver, a construction worker. It was just I used that thing.
I know. Otto, we used to run, because we lived in a, like you said, area where new construction was just happening. We used to go running, and you'd use everybody's porta potty. You'd just stop forever, and nobody ever said anything.
I think it's weird that she would do something like that.
Obviously,
her work did too, though.
I guess so.
Here's what I'm with it is, I don't think she should have lost her job over this.
I don't either.
I do think somebody should have tipped that porta potty over by the next morning. That's where I'd have left it. That's what would happen if
it
was me.
In her house. Losing her job, maybe a suspension, right? Maybe a suspension.
No, because she's working with people who can't speak for themselves.
But this is like a personal thing.
Wait, are you siding then with...
I'm siding with her work for firing her. I'm glad they fired her.
Oh, you're scared because she's...
Yeah, if she's a nurse and she has that little empathy for anyone else, and for a man just trying to use the restroom so he doesn't have to go outside, what do you think she treats her patients like?
Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
You can't judge a person like that off of this. So this is like a personal thing. It's like time away from work. It's a rude thing. She's rude. She definitely is, but it's not a fireable offense. I don't understand how that could
Well, they have the right, and I'm going to side with you, Otto. I'm going to tell you right now, I believe that empathy is showcased right here. She could do that
to some random guy and then record it and put it on the internet and feel justified in
it. And think that everybody is going to come to her, you know, her, I don't know, to save her. Yeah, it was like 90-10. That people were like, let the man go to the bathroom.
I'm sure somebody donated to her GoFundMe, though.
Oh, she did raise a ton of money. But so did the Amazon driver.
Oh.
So there you go. It's a win-win. Thank you, lady, for uploading that. I'm sure he's very happy about it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys right now. Shia's Pete is a man who just played in their preseason game, and he is a member of the Navajo Nation. First time anyone from the Navajo Nation has ever played in the NFL, and his locker room speech might be one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, that was an incredible win.
Yeah.
Now I am very fortunate to be amongst you and to play in the same field where the same star holding on our chest, and I'm proud of us, man. Fate brought us here as strangers, but this game, this star, this team will make us brothers. Yes.
That is what I'm talking about. Oh my gosh, it is everything for me not to cry. I just feel that in my heart. He had an entire section. Pretty much all the Navajo Nation showed up to cheer for him. And so many players said they'd never seen anything like it. The pride that people have in this man. And I really hope he makes the team.
Same, dude. Oh. It was really cool to see Dak Prescott even reacting. And I hope he makes a team. He's also a very good football player. And this would be one of the best PR moves for Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys that they made in a long time.
Please, please don't add any salt to this by saying Jerry Jones. Don't say it!
No matter what, he owns the Cowboys, and it's still the Cowboys.
I think he's going to lead in, man. This is a great story. This is the best story in the NFL right now. She's Out Pete was from a small town in New Mexico called Shiprock, New Mexico.
Yes.
Which automatic, you're from, I don't even know how to describe it to people. They're even know if they have like a
desolate robot. Is what you could call it.
Okay, that's a good way of saying
it. Not a lot of opportunity there.
And also, can we just be real about the Navajo Nation? There's some parts that don't have running water. There's some parts that don't have electricity. This young man has overcome a lot, and he's carrying a lot on his shoulders. Like I said, I'm trying not to cry right now. I just feel so much pride. And obviously, it's the most shared thing on the Dallas Cowboys Instagram and TikTok in years.
Really?
So let's just add him to the team, okay?
I just wish it wasn't the Cowboys.
Ay, ay, ay. Anyway.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The trial of Tupac Shakur has captured the entire world's attention.
It's a 30-year-old true crime story.
It is. Now, Dwayne Keefe D. Davis being accused of being one of the people involved in this unsolved crime. He authored a book in 2019, a memoir called Compton Street Legend, where he discussed being involved.
He talked in his own book about being involved?
Yes, Otto. And here he is talking to police. He thought he was exonerated back in like 2008, okay, about being involved. And I'll tell you why he's no longer protected by this order that police signed.
Now, on all four of those occasions, there's San Diego, Anaheim, Irvine, and Vegas. Which ones do you actually talk to Puffy at?
Every one.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
Which of those four is it when you talk to him about murdering Tupac?
So he claimed at that time that Puffy still owed him money, $1 million, you know, that he ordered the hit, that he'd been trying to do this for a while. We had been told the same thing by somebody in the industry years ago, not too long ago, actually. The guy who told us that said, you know, we were young and we came from the streets and all of a sudden we had all this money and the mentality was still very much gang rivalry instead of in the space we were in. Dollars. They were so young, you know, they were so young.
One thing he kept emphasizing, he's an artist. We're not going to say who it was because I'm not, you know.
Well, can't we say who it is now since everything's out?
No,
can we not?
Absolutely not. I will not.
I always said I would never say, so.
Yeah, we said we would and tell unless we're subpoenaed or something. Now they're laying it out there.
What's up, Hulu at Anthony A. Comedy.
No, don't subpoena me. Not me.
Netflix, if you want to, you know.
Anyway, he said
he's a very big rapper,
very big hip hop artist, and he said Puffy was behind the murder of Pac and Shug was behind the murder of Biggie. I mean, he told us that in the studio. And it wasn't shocking to us at all because I think we kind of knew anybody who was in the industry kind of already knew that
well,
that
we
was the case.
We weren't in the industry at that time, but yeah.
Well, not at that time, but when you got in, you knew. And you knew Puffy was not a good person either. You knew he was a bad person. Anybody knew not to mess with him.
I've never been a fan of Puffy. One time we're interviewing him and I told him that I was never a fan of him. Had I known that he had done all this stuff, I probably wouldn't have said it because he's obviously capable of much more than I thought
yes,
he was.
Yes, exactly.
Man,
so
that's great. I mean, we have such different perspectives because growing up, he was like a symbol of like motivational and inspiration.
He was.
I remember he did the whole vote or die campaign.
Yeah.
And he did a lot like growing up. And like he was always kind of like a, yeah, he was one of the celebrities who took a dark
turn. I was never buying
it
ever since the shiny really? Suit era. No, oh I just gosh, was not a fan of it.
I think that two things can be true at once. Okay, this is a lot. You can have a nuanced opinion on this. Puffy was somebody who was innovative, an entrepreneur, and helped a lot of people.
And a bad guy.
And he was also a terrible, terrible person who harmed many, many women and men along the way, which is why he's in jail. But two things can be true at the same time. We can say he did some wonderful things for business. He helped bring hip hop to the forefront into the popular culture. And he also did some very terrible things. So you can say both of those. Will he be charged in this crime? That's the part I don't know. Because all of this is now being presented and he's in jail, why would he not be? Why would he not be charged?
I mean, they should at least have a trial for it. The guy who is saying he did it. So.
Well, now Keefe's not saying it. He says he lied.
Oh, he said he lied?
Said, I lied about this book. And that's why the cops pulled his immunity. You know, when he spilled the beans back in 08, he signed the paperwork and whatever. And they were like, okay, we won't charge you. But once he wrote the book, well, the immunity's gone because you put yourself out there. Now he said, I lied for money. Sir.
Interesting trial.
And we'll keep you updated here. We'll let you know as it progresses exactly what's happening.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you ever annoyed people and you just knew you were annoying them? Otto came home. He DJed in Portland this past weekend. And he said, Dana, I made an entire shuttle of people wait for me because I was running late. Oh, I thought they were so upset.
Dude. Got that 4:30 a.m. wake-up call and I was not ready to go. And I thought, there's not going to be anybody else on this 4:30 a.m. shuttle. And I walked downstairs and there was a bunch of 50-plus-year-old people that were highly annoyed with me.
Well, yeah, because they all got to bed early.
They went to bed early, and they were, like, nice and chipper.
The irony of it is, you know how, Dana, you know how mad Automatic would be if he had to wait for somebody to go to the airport?
I can just hear him
screaming.
Yeah, we got to pay the price because of them. Remember that, sir, okay?
I would not be that. I was only, like, 3 or 4 minutes late.
You're absolutely that guy. I said something this morning, okay, early this morning, that made him upset. He threw water in my face.
I did not throw water in your face. You are exaggerating.
Yes, you did.
You're exaggerating.
I am not. I promise to God.
I flicked water at you because I didn't want to say something mean to you.
On my face. On my face.
Like a cat?
It was very cat-like.
He's very catty. He's very catty.
Oh, my God, dude.
At least I didn't say anything mean.
Good for you.
Good. That's the best way to do it. I actually annoyed people a different way. I was too optimistic and too positive.
You were the cheery guy?
I was a cheery guy. The sound guy described my energy as very used car salesman-like.
No. No, Anthony.
It was Saturday shows. I got the privilege of sleeping in. It was beautiful. I woke up happy, had a great day. Meanwhile, the sound guy was on his third show of the day. The first one was an intense drag brunch. That was a lot to handle.
Drag brunch? Yeah, drag brunch.
He was already
a lot,
on the back end of a double shift. Mm-hmm. And I came in happy as can be and smiling. And right away, he just goes, dude, bring it down.
Bring it down a notch.
Bring it down a notch. And I was just like, I'm sorry I'm annoying you with my happiness.
I'm sorry, but if you're really cheery and I'm not responding, be quiet.
Well, okay, dude.
Be quiet.
On.
Your cheeriness is annoying me. There's just things that annoy. There's things that you shouldn't do that annoy me. Otto, when you wake up early, which is every Saturday and Sunday morning, I don't have to get up with you. The fact that you get up and you slam the door.
Round one.
And then you're like, morning. And then you go and you go and you come back in and your feet. I'm trying to sleep. Not everybody has to be up because you're up.
Well, think about this weekend. I let you sleep in. I didn't even make you take me to the airport. I went and drove myself to the airport and paid all those parking fees just so you could sleep in.
Because I told you, take your damn car.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.